The Duke of Fiduca.
Was a smiling about over there. I had an introduction for you to read about me, and I got to thinking that I ought to read it because it's got some big words in here, and I thought we ought to have at least a third grade education on this one. See,
you better read it, buddy.
I was going. This is a killer. It took me all night to set up and look up these words and write it. Introducing America's most illiterate, literary, lunatic, poet, and punster, the Duke of Paducah. Boy, if you'd ever got that in it, it'd have thrown you.
I want that in the next.
I am a poet. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
Oh, man, I got the stuff. I'm going to give you a little samples of my poetry here. Here's one that'll kill you. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except the father of quintuplets, and he didn't miss by much, did he? You like, ain't that the stuff, huh? Oh, I write them just as a drop of a hat. Here's one. A man will stand for anything without a fight or fuss. A man will stand for anything except a lady on a crowded bus. Oh, I got this stuff here today. I just read them off to you while you wait. Here's a little thing I dashed off for the program there. If there's anything worse than a waffle that's cold or a mashed potatoes 2 days old, it's suddenly meeting a fat old hen that you loved in high school way back when. I'm going to the wagon on that, and these shoes are killing me. I'm going to get out of here.
That's all right to those that went to high school back in those days. I don't know whether these crowd went or not. Cousin Louie, I guess, is about the only one that went to school a whole lot. Well, let me look around here and just see what I have got. Looks like Oswald's getting ready to come up here, boys, with his 5-string band.